Welcome, I'm Cliff Hedges. This is Pastor Cliff's Notes. This is a podcast where we study the Bible. We're working our way through the book of 1 Corinthians. Today is episode 422, looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Let's read our passage. Don't you know that the runners in a stadium all race, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way to win the prize. Now, everyone who competes exercises self-control in everything, but they do it to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. So I do not run like one who runs aimlessly, or box like one beating the air. Instead, I discipline my body and bring it under strict control, so that after preaching to others, I myself will not be disqualified. This is Paul's first letter to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians, and it's a letter to the church in Corinth. He had founded this church 5 years earlier on his second missionary journey. Now, he's in Ephesus on his third missionary journey, and he's dealing with some problems in the church in Corinth. Problems with disunity and selfishness, trying to puff themselves up and be more important than others. Faulty theology, and they've got some questions, and he's answering some of their questions now. Specifically a question about, is it permissible to participate in the pagan feasts at pagan temples? And Paul's saying, no. You know that these pagan idols don't represent real deities, but still, to go to a pagan temple and participate in this pagan worship event in order to just have some food, what you're doing is wrong. And what you do affects other people, and you need to exercise some self-control. They went on to defend his apostle status because that seemed to be part of the problem. They're challenging his authority to tell them, don't go to the pagan temples. So this section here, he's finishing up this discussion of his apostleness, and he's not really addressing that too much, but he's wrapping up that part of chapter 9 and setting it up for chapter 10, where he's going to get back to the idea of eating the food that's been part of pagan sacrifices. So verse 24, he says, don't you know that the runners in a stadium all race, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way to win the prize. So he's using an athletic competition as an example here. He's just finished talking about himself and what he does, that it is proper for them to provide support for him as an apostle. But he, in his own freedom, has chosen not to receive that kind of support. And then he talks about why, so that he's under obligation to no one and is free to then interact with anyone depending on who they are. He can act like a Jew when he's with the Jews. He can act like a Gentile when he's with the Gentiles. He can act weak when he's with weak people, because he'll be all things to all people in order that some might be saved. So now he's using this example of a stadium race, and it's a metaphor for life, how you conduct your life. And the point being, there's a goal. In a race, there's a goal. The goal is to get to the end of the race and be first. And you do that with intentionality. So the point here is to be intentional about how you live. And so in a race, everybody's in the race, but you're not the one who's the most intentional and the fastest, you don't win. And then he adds this imperative here, run in such a way to win the prize. That's the central point of this passage. His challenge for them to run in such a way to win the prize. So how do you conduct yourself to win the prize, to achieve the goal? Verse 25. Now, everyone who competes exercises self-control in everything. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. So if you're going to be in this race, you have to have some self-control. That means you have to be intentional about things, can control what you do. Remember, self-control is something he's challenging them about. He's already told them that they need to voluntarily restrict their own freedom for the sake of others. He's kind of amplifying that here with this idea of self-control. And he's still in this metaphor of the competition. If you're even going to be in the competition, you have to exercise self-control. But then he brings it to reality. In the competition, they're just competing for, he says, a perishable crown. Well, he's talking about the wreath that you win at the end of the race, which is just a thing. But what he's talking about here is how we live our lives, which has to do with the gospel, with things of eternity. And that's why he says what we're dealing with here is not this wreath, this perishable crown, but we're talking about something that's imperishable, eternal, imperishable crown. Now, he's not literally talking about a crown. Sometimes we talk about crowns in heaven. And the whole point there is the reward. And what's the reward? Well, as he talked about before, his reward at the end will be God's pleasure, having done what God assigned him to do. And that will be his reward. So in the athletic competition, they're just dealing with the here and now. But we're talking about how we live in relationship with others and deal with the gospel. We're talking about matters of eternity. So verse 26. So I do not run like one who runs aimlessly or box like one beating the air. So he's talking about how he operates now. Run aimlessly. Well, you're not going to win a race by running aimlessly. You have to run toward the goal. You have to have a purpose. Box like one beating the air. Well, if you're not landing any blows in a boxing match, you're just beating the air and you're not going to win the boxing match. So he's talking about purpose here. With running, the purpose is to get to the goal line. With boxing, the purpose is to clobber the opponent, not just wave your hands in the air. So what's our purpose? Well, it's to share the gospel. It's to bring the gospel to those that need to hear it. So he doesn't do it that way. Verse 27, instead, I discipline my body and bring it under strict control so that after preaching to others, I myself will not be disqualified. So discipline my body, well, he means this himself. He says, I live under discipline, that is control, and I do things purposefully and intentionally so that when I preach to others the gospel, I won't be disqualified. Now, what's he mean by disqualified? He's talking about losing his salvation? No, he's talking about achieving the goal. And what's the goal? Is to take the gospel that some might be saved. And this would be to fail to finish, to be disqualified, and fail to reach the goal, to share the gospel. His central point here was run in such a way to win the prize. How is that done? By exercising proper self-control. So he's closing out this discussion of chapter 9, talking about his status as an apostle. He's talking about why he does, what he does, the way he does. And he's setting it up for chapter 10, where he's going to get back to this discussion of participating in the pagan temple feasts. So his point here is live with purpose. And he's been talking about how he lives as an apostle, why he does what he does. He's doing it with purpose. He's doing it with self-control. He's doing it with the intention of achieving the goal, which is to take the gospel to those that need to hear it. Just as I'll be all things to all people so that some might be saved. That's his goal. That's what he's after. And he's not going to achieve that goal unless he does things very intentionally, unless he exercises self-control, meaning he doesn't do everything he wants to do. He does what is necessary to be done. Thanks for joining me. Join me again next time as we continue working through 1 Corinthians.